March 24th.
So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God.
Jesus, lead me by your truth. Let me be watchful of mind reading. Let me be aware that trying to read another person's mind is a very dangerous open door for the father of lies to deliver rejection, unworthiness, and shame to my vulnerable heart. I know that the father of lies is an opportunist, speculating and taking for granted another person's reasons for enactment could give access to darkness of despair. Assuming another person's motives could unlock helplessness, powerlessness, and hopelessness.
You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him accordance with the truth that is in Jesus.
Jesus, may I live in accordance with the truth that's in you. Remind me to not assume the truth, to not assume that I know why someone did or said something.
Therefore, rejecting all falsity and being done with it now, let everyone express the truth with his neighbor, for we are all parts of one body and members one of another.
Jesus, you are my truth. May I put off mind reading to be made new in the attitude of my mind by your truth. May I do this every day, each time someone says something that's hurtful, so I might reject all falsities and walk in your truth. Thank you for your truth.